And we now have some breaking news out of Baltimore. A hung jury in the trial of a Baltimore police officer allegedly involved in the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died in police custody back in April. Officer William Porter faced four charges in that case, including involuntary manslaughter. But the judge this afternoon, just moments ago, declared a mistrial after the jury was unable to reach a verdict. Kenneth Burns, a reporter with WYPR, joins us now. And Kenny, tell us what happened in court today.
Inside the court, Eric, we were actually waiting for about a half hour after the buzzer went off in the jury in the courtroom, letting us know that the jury had a question or a note. The jury was seated at about a quarter after 3 o'clock. The judge publicly said that the jury told him that they could not come to an agreement on one or all of the charges, and that he had declared a hung jury and a mistrial. Thanked the jury for their service, and the jury left the courtroom.
Can you remind us how long they deliberated?
They deliberated for about 15 hours over the course of, I'm going to say, 2 days. They started late Monday afternoon. They went for several hours yesterday and much of the day today. They started at 8:30 this morning, and they were declared hung, I would say, about 7 hours later.
Tell us the reaction on the streets so far in Baltimore, Kenny.
Right now I'm looking at a huge group of protesters blocking the northwest corner, or one of the corners of the courthouse. Sheriffs looks like they're in protective gear trying to clear the sidewalk and the block with the protesters. One protester has been taken into custody. And it looks like the protesters, looks like they're leaving the area of the courthouse and might be heading towards our city hall area.
Reporter Kenneth Burns of WYPR, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we're joined now in this breaking news by Debbie Hines. She's a legal analyst and former Baltimore prosecutor. And Debbie, William Porter is one of six officers facing charges. Does he now get a whole new trial with a new jury? We start from scratch?
Well, I mean, it's up to the prosecutor to decide what they're going to do with William Porter's case, but they're not going to probably let it go. I mean, the cases are already scheduled for the next case, which is the case of the paddy wagon or the van driver, Caesar Goodson, and that's scheduled for January 6th. So we know they're going to proceed and go forward on that. And that was a lot of the defense of William Porter, is that it wasn't his fault. He didn't have the care and custody of Freddie Gray, but it was the fault of the van driver, who's next up at bat, Caesar Goodson.
And tell us about the other officers. I mean, how does this mistrial affect their trials, if it does?
Well, all the cases are they're individually. They're going to be tried individually. So, like I said, with Goodson's case, the next one up, the testimony is there that he was the one that was mostly responsible. And as for three of the officers that are going to be charged, they're the officers that are at the very beginning of the scene that are charged with assault. So there, whatever happened with Porter doesn't necessarily have anything to do with their case. That's a totally different set of facts and circumstances.
We'll be watching for the updates. That was Debbie Hines, a legal analyst and former prosecutor in Baltimore, where today a judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a Baltimore police officer allegedly involved in the death of Freddie Gray, the man who died in police custody back in April. Debbie, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.